Songs about Native Americans were popular in the 60s and 70s, but the singers were almost never Native American. A new CD collection shows that American Indian artists were, in fact, recording their own music at the time, largely outside of the media spotlight. The set is called Native North America Volume 1, and our critic, Will Hermes, has this review.
There are plenty of great stories in the Native North America set, but maybe the most compelling is about the Algonquin Mohawk musician Willie Mitchell.
The name of the song is Call of the Moose.
In 1969, he was a teenager in Quebec, hanging up posters for his rock band. In a case of mistaken identity involving a set of stolen Christmas lights, he was shot in the head by a local cop. But astonishingly, he survived. And years later, he'd refer to it in his song, Call of the Moose.
I listen to the man of the law, I listen to his way, and I listen to a crack of a gun, and I'm the one that had to pay. And I listen to the Ojibwe chant and to the drumming of the Cree, and I listen to the cry of the people dying of mercury. Don't you know we gotta let him be? Don't you know?
As a cultural document, this collection is a masterpiece of curation and detective work, assembled over 15 years from records pressed in tiny quantities and recorded by artists from remote areas. But Native North America is also a very cool mixtape, put together by a smart, crate-digging DJ. Listen to Sugluk, an Inuit band raised in a town near the rim of the Arctic Circle, who are listening to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones, just like young musicians at the time all over the world.
But far away, far away, and never from my girl, and now I'm far away.
But most of the artists here are fusing modern traditions with native ones, like Inuk singer William Tanuga, an Eskimo artist from Nunavut who picked up music after a bout with tuberculosis. He sings this haunting country rock song, a pledge of devotion to his mom, in his native tongue. The essays and illustrations in this set, 120 pages worth in the CD package, sketch out an entire chapter of American music that, remarkably and shamefully, has been largely lost until now. And alongside some very potent music, they deliver something you rarely get in this age of downloads and streaming services: context and stories. Here's hoping there's more where these came from.
I wrote her a letter from the bark of a tree. I was telling her that I would soon be there.
The collection is called Native North America Volume 1. Our critic Will Hermes is the author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.
I thanked him for the love that never ends.